Mayor Rawlings Blake said it was a choice between campaigning or governing. She said she thought about it over the last couple of months and decided that she would focus on governing.
I kept thinking, should I be focused on working through reforming our police department, working with the Department of Justice, or reaching out to potential donors? It was a very difficult decision, but I knew that I needed to spend time, the remaining 15 months of my term, focused on the city's future and not my own.
Rawlings Blake said she was confident that she would have won what has become a more competitive election.
I believe that I could have won because there's no other candidate who could demonstrate what I have done or what more they could do to make the city better. But I knew that the next 15 months had to be more about more than that.
The mayor said she didn't think her decision made her a lame duck. Her current term runs next December.
I made myself a person who's committed to doing the work of the city. Without the cloud of campaigning, I have chosen to govern rather than to campaign, and I hope the public sees it for that.
But Professor Daniel Schlossman with Johns Hopkins University sees the mayor as a lame duck, even with all the power she will still have as Baltimore's mayor.
The power to set the agenda, the power to say where the city is going, the power to make commitments that are going to be enforced in the future, those are powers she doesn't have the same way today that she has yesterday.
Schlossman also says any of her proposals currently in the city council now has a time limit on it. That includes her plan to sell 4 downtown parking garages to fund an overhaul of rec centers, which will expire at the end of her term if the city council does not take any action on it. Schlossman adds that the next 15 months will be a lesson on how much clout a mayor actually has.
We're so used to thinking of a mayor whose formal powers in the charter are complemented by informal powers, that this is now going to be an interesting test of what those formal powers alone can accomplish.
Around City Hall, the mayor was being honored for her service to the city. Councilman Carl Stokes, who announced his mayoral run this week, said that Rawlings Blake's decision will allow her a chance to not think so politically.
The people who are in charge are still her people. She's still the boss. I think that in some ways she can make some decisions that she otherwise would think twice about because of political ramifications.
Stokes also believes this will be a chance for a more open dialogue between the mayor and city council. Councilman Brandon Scott, who is considering his political future, said history will be kinder to Rawlings Blake.
You can't argue with the facts. This mayor had the lowest homicide numbers ever on record for the city of Baltimore. Under this mayor, did we get $1 billion for school construction. She also did the fiscal thing, getting us out of that mess, built the first new rec center since Brandon Scott was a public school student.
Professor Schlossman also says history will be kinder to the mayor. He adds the record should also show she had a tough job, considering the circumstances of a tough economy and a lack of investment in American cities. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WIPR.